Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from 1 Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel," and he said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Then the Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears of it tingle. On that day I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God and he did not restrain them. Therefore I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay there until morning. Then he opened the door of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." And he said, "Here I am." Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. Then he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We'll now read responsively from Psalm 139. Lord, you have searched me out. O Lord, you have known me.
You know my sitting down and my rising up.
You trace my journeys and my resting places, and are acquainted with all my ways.
Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it altogether.
You encompass me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain.
For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I will thank you because I am marvelously made. Your works are wonderful, and I know it well.
My body was not hidden from you while I was being made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth.
Your eyes beheld my limbs, yet unfinished in the womb. All of them were written in your book. My days were fashioned before they came to be.
How deep I find your thoughts, O God. How great is the sum of them.
If I were to count them, they would be more in number than the sand. To count them all, my lifespan would be to be like yours.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is meant not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I therefore take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that whoever is united to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is said, the two shall be one flesh. But anyone united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Shun fornication. Every sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against the body itself. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Where did you get to know me? Sometimes people get surprised by who knows them. 30 years ago, a new academic advisor spoke with a mentor. Without realizing quite who he spoke with, he started telling stories about his activity as a student years before. The mentor looked at him and said, "Oh, I know you." Then she continued to recount many of the activities this newbie advisor had done, thinking nobody had noticed. Lavanna wasn't Jesus, but she had seen things. as a veteran of the civil rights movement, as a longtime academic counselor who collected broods of students, she had seen things. And she had seen what her new colleague had been up to. Perhaps others today know this experience. People too easily believe others don't notice or know them for what they do. Others do notice. Even still, Nathaniel's experience today makes those experiences of "where did you get to know me?" pale, setting the stage a bit. May help. This morning, the reading picks up in the middle of a series of stories. First, John testifies to priests who had been sent to check out just who he thinks he is. And John tells them that he is not the one, but one will come who is greater than he. The next day, he saw Jesus coming and pointed to him and declared that he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John continued then by reporting that he saw the Spirit descend like a dove and remain on Jesus. That the Spirit remains on Jesus tells all who hear that Jesus is different. The next day, yes, this is the third day, John watches Jesus walk by, and John exclaims, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." Now, two of John's disciples begin following Jesus in that moment. When Jesus notices them, he asks what they are looking for, and they ask back where he will stay. His answer? Come and see. One of those two is Peter's brother, Andrew. We have a special affection for Andrew here. And he goes and gets, Simon, saying, "We have found the Messiah." And when Jesus met Simon, he says, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," Peter. The next day, that's the day we read about today, here in worship, Jesus finds Philip, who also hails from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip goes and finds Nathanael. Now, over the past several days, Jesus has begun gathering this community of disciples, and those disciples reach out and tell others. When people receive good news, when people recognize God's presence, they don't hesitate to share it with their friends. Indeed, they invite their friends. They tell their friends about their experience of God and God's presence. But let's back up a bit. Jesus does not have the best credentials. Maybe some here have experienced something like this. Too often people experience moments when they share who they are or where they come from, and others shut them down. Just recently, an acquaintance told me the story of needing assistance. You see, she had been stranded thousands of miles away from home with her spouse and two young children by an automobile collision that totaled their car. When they thought they had found assistance for a motel, a very inexpensive motel, the pastor they spoke with noticed their wedding rings. being a lesbian couple, he rejected them and refused to help them on the spot. Who they were disqualified them from compassion and care. Nathaniel had a similar reaction to that pastor's. Jesus came from Nazareth, not a religious or a political center, a place where people with power and authority come from. Jesus is Joseph's son. These credentials fail on so many levels. Jesus invites and builds a counter community to what had been developed in the Jewish temple culture. Anyone looking for the coming Messiah would not expect someone from a lowly place or of such lowly birth to be the anointed one. Every community has that neighboring town where nothing good can come from. Or that neighborhood within the community where nothing good happens. But wait. It is precisely from such a place, from among precisely such people, that the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world emerges. From that perspective, Nathanael's response names known reality. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip picks up on Jesus' invitation. Come and see. When Jesus meets Nathanael, he knows this new disciple. And the response? Where did you get to know me? It turns out that the Lamb of God does know him. And Jesus promises that Nathanael will witness great and wonderful things. Today, as followers of Jesus, every person here, whether in the room or on Zoom, or even those who join by listening to the podcast later, has an opportunity to see. Often, though, John's gospel tells the faithful that to see, one must believe. As in many things, Jesus turns what folks expect on its head. Instead of seeing is believing, I believe some think that's the state motto in Missouri, believing is seeing. And each one has the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with friend and family. Jesus models a wonderful invitation. Come and see. Come and see the one who knows you already and who loves you already. Come and see.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.